wrote a piece for the Irish Daily Mail this morning about her dislike of the iconic, much-loved, universally adored Late Late Toy Show. Fiona Looney joins us on the line now to tell us what it is exactly about the show that she can't stand. Is she just a Grinch? Are you just a Grinch, Fiona Looney?
Oh, I know. It kind of sounds like it is sort of, you know, can you come on now and defend the indefensible? I mean, everything about it feels like that. I'm not a Grinch. I do love Christmas, and I'm reasonably partial to my own children. I think it's the involvement of other people's children that kind of kills it for me. I should point out that, unusually, it's not uniquely amongst people who grew up in Ireland. I never saw the toy show as a child. We had this really draconian bedtime regime in our house. So I managed to get all the way, I was actually, believe it or not, in my 30s before I even saw it. And by then, the level of expectation was so high that I just kind of thought, this is obviously stamped on the Irish DNA. You know, it's a hugely important part of my Irishness that I've missed out on. So I'm retrospectively going to really gorge on it. And I just slept through it. And I just kept sleeping through it. Now, there would be an element of wine involved in that, to be honest. But I don't know. I just, like, it was such a huge relief last year when my kids said, you know what, we're really over the toy show. And it just kind of felt like, oh, great, we never have to watch cutesy other people's kids who you kind of think maybe are not doing great in school, and they just make up for it by going on the toy show once a year.
I wanted to be one of those kids.
Oh, I know.
We are those children, though, Fiona. You are. We are all those children.
Yeah, well, I wasn't, because obviously I didn't even know he was on.
No, but you know, you're drawn to the limelight because you know.
Okay, interrupt there, Minister.
Billy Murray kids are a different breed of child altogether.
I just have to. No, I think that maybe years ago, definitely it was kids going, no, gay, she's an orthodontist, not a dentist, right? But now it's not. Now it's like kids from all different. There definitely was the old orthodontist. Dauntist kind of doctor stuff going.
I don't think it's
not going on now, though. Now it's like from all walks of life.
I know, but is there not still something a little, like, imagine if a neighbour knocked on your door later today, ordinary Wednesday afternoon, a wet Wednesday afternoon, and said, would you like to come to my house and watch my children play with toys? Don't bring your own. This is not a play date. Just you come and sit and just watch my children playing with toys. Why would you want to do that?
I'll tell you why.
Why would you want to watch other people's children playing with toys you don't have?
Do you know what it is, Fiona, right? The most watched YouTube videos by a country mile is a guy who just opens up Kinder eggs and tells you what's inside them, right? And that's because kids love watching kids play with toys and going, oh my god, it would be great if Santa could bring me that. You know what I mean?
Should look at the YouTuber that we're talking about this morning.
Jacksepticeye. All he does is he plays video games, and the kids love watching him playing video games.
But I'm 127. Why do I have to watch it?
Ah, yes.
I want to watch cats and cucumbers, important stuff. You know, I can't be looking at.
Well, he should do the annual. He should definitely do the Late Late Cat Show, because that would be absolutely.
Oh my
massive.
God, the Late Late
I'm
Cat
so
Show.
There for that.
There's definitely. You should pitch that, the Late Late Cat Show. And but can I just say to you, what age were your children when they decided we don't want to watch that anymore?
Well, it was pretty much this year that they just said, I said, it's on a Friday, and they said, no, not bothered. So, like, they're 18, 16, and 14. So, you know, they're obviously, I think there is that kind of hiatus normally with people where you watch it when you're a child, and then you don't watch it when you're a teenager, and then you go back and watch it again with your own children. Mm. Or worse, in the case of certain members of my family, when you don't have children. I mean, why, if you, like, obviously I went through it for years because you're kind of going, oh, they'll see something they want, and, you know, like, it'll, you can make notes. But, I mean, if I didn't have kids, I would never have watched it. Like, you know, no, why?
I just don't think it's for adults, really. And I think what I enjoy is watching my children watching it. And my son would watch it, and then it'd be recorded. And he actually watched, the last time he watched last year's, because he keeps watching it, was in September this year. So he almost like, he's still watching the last one. You know, getting in preparation for the new one.
I'd have to say there now. No, honestly, I would watch it on my own. And I'd watch it on the Sunday again as well.
But you know, that's just wrong. And you see, there's the thing that there's always these kind of Charlotte Church type kids on it who are like incredibly prodigious in some talent or others, and you're looking at your own kids who can, you know, who are sitting there drooling pizza on their pyjamas. And I go, why can't you be better? Why can't you do that? And you just go, well, it's because I didn't put the effort in, obviously. No, so like, it's just a lose-lose situation.
You do have the guilt where you go, why can't you, why aren't you 13 and trained to be a doctor and also in an opera as well?
Yeah, and why haven't you done a degree?
Well, you see, as parents, you always make the excuse that we're letting them enjoy life before we don't want to push them into things.
Yeah.
But like for me growing up, and this sounds terrible, and I know Ryan loves these books, but for me growing up, in the book section, we're going, books!
I turned
to my parents once and said, if you get me a book, I'm leaving home. I'm running away. I don't know. Books!
On his radio show as well, and I'm like, oh no, not books.
I think there are a lot of people texting in saying Fiona is saying what we're all thinking, but no one's had the guts to say. But I think it's a little bit of the Eurovision going on here. We might all say we don't really like it, but we'll all be watching it.
Yeah, well, possibly, you know, but I'll tell you, I'm prompted this week, obviously, to write about it, because not only is the toy show on Friday, but there are three other toy shows on during the week. The unwrapped thing, the whole kind of preamble. And, you know, I mean, frankly, if you don't like the toy show and you don't like U2, this is a very dark week for you in Ireland.
I think it is, yeah. You should watch the TV3 toy show. That'll make you enjoy watching anything. What if we could get you two tickets? Would you go?
No, God, no. It's be part of the overheated crowd.
Fiona,
he's ripping them up.
Stuff.
Fiona, we have two tickets for you. To the Late Late Show. Fiona, I'm serious.
Torture.
We have two tickets. We've been given two tickets for you to go to the toy show.
Do it, Pat Kenny. Do it.
Do you want them?
Tear them up, yeah.
Really?
Wasn't Pat Kenny who tore them up, wasn't it?
It was.
That's probably the best thing that ever happened.
Someone didn't sound grateful enough. Listen, so you're not going to go, you're not going to take the two tickets?
I think I might be washing my dog or something. My cat.
That's not a euphemism, is it?
No.
Right, Fiona, listen, thanks very much. And can we just clear up, it's not that you don't like watching Ryan Tuberty, is it?
Oh, I love Ryan. Ryan. Ryan is great. And I'm all in favour of ridiculous jumpers and people just getting very hot under overheated lights and getting free stuff. But I just don't want to have to watch them do it.
Thanks very much, Fiona Looney.
Cheers.
Take it easy. Thanks for taking the call.
Bye.
Fiona, or Bernard, someone would have taken those tickets. Why did you rip them up?
Oops.